Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This show is about an awesome animal I met up with in New Mexico. By the way, New Mexico is my favorite state. And I know some of the states right now have tears in their eyes because, you see, there is something special about each state. And I know that, and I've traveled through them. But the reason why New Mexico is, I can go from the mountains to the desert in a few hours. Plus, they have the great Native American culture, Southwest food, and of course, some fly fishing. Well, years back, there were two animals I wanted to photograph, film, and learn about. They were the Roadrunner, meep, meep. I guess if you're an older Bugs Bunny person, you would know all that I'm speaking about without any anvils landing on anyone's head. And the second animal was the prairie dog. Well, I want you to know that this show has some of the coolest animal facts. And the facts just get cooler and cooler. I share that with you now to get you to listen to the latest, the last fact, which is absolutely awesome. Well, I was able to photo both animals, and I was so intrigued by the prairie dog colony. I would sit and learn firsthand by observing the colony at work each day. A prairie dog colony is commonly called a prairie dog town. This is why. Inside, you find a tight-knit family called coterie. It has one or two males, a few breeding females, and their pups. And the average size is 15 to 28 prairie dogs. So here's one of the first cool facts. Now think about the size of this colony. It covered 25,000 square miles and had 400 million prairie dogs. Not typical. Well, this wasn't just a town. It was more like having their own country. Inside, you're going to find extensive tunnels and chambers. There are nurseries, sleeping quarters, toilets, listening posts, and one even had DirecTV. I'm kidding about the DirecTV thing there. You know that. Well, the nurseries are often lined with soft plant materials. The listening post is so one of the prairie dogs can listen for predators before exiting the colony. And I'll talk to you a little bit more about that later on. The entrance has a mound of packed earth to prevent the colony from flooding. Now that's engineering. There are a few entrances so they can escape from predators. And I'll describe this piece of it a little bit later on as well. They usually dig the colonies 7 to 15 feet deep below the earth's surface. Old colonies create shelter for jackrabbits and toads, and they are often visited, you know, the old and active ones are often visited by rattlesnakes who are on the hunt. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, they live in open grasslands across the central and western U.S. They choose locations near short-growing grasses so they can have a better view to see their predators coming. See, everything about them is so calculated. To keep prairie dogs off private properties, humans grow tall grasses. There's many different varieties that they will grow. And this is a buffer so the animals do not have confrontations with humans. And obviously, when there are these confrontations, we know that the prairie dogs are always losing. Well, human encroachment causes prairie dog habitat loss, and that makes sense. There was also an exotic plague back in the early 1900s that reduced the population by 95%. I recorded a previous show on another awesome animal, the black-footed ferret. On this show, I discussed the association between the two animals, the word is, or term associations used in ecology. Their populations are directly related because the prairie dog is a primary food of the black-footed ferret. They will also use the colony as their home. That would be a great one to go listen to, but not just yet, because you need to find out all about prairie dogs so you could learn more about the association with the black-footed ferret. Other predators include burrowing owls, ferruginous hawks, red-tailed fox, coyotes, and badgers. Prairie dogs are herbivores, and they're not selective of what plants they eat. They'll eat grasses, many different species of plants, the roots of them, and then they step out of their herbivore diet and they will eat insects. And you go, well, how does this happen? And I always relate this to turkey poults. Poults are baby turkeys. That's where the word poultry comes from. And it's funny, as soon as poults are born, they are eating insects, and the poults are eating insects to put on as much weight as they possibly can. And then they just switch over to an herbivore diet. Well, the prairie dogs can include insects into their diet. Now for this is absolutely the coolest fact. Maybe the coolest fact that I have ever said on Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. They have a complete language, because I have spoken about other animals. I've done research on turkey vocalization and their language, etc. Well, prairie dogs use barks and whistles. A few scientists have cracked the language code. A prairie dog can differentiate between a coyote and a domesticated dog and actually relate this in their language. They will not only say a human is approaching, but that he is wearing a blue shirt. How awesome is that? They can differentiate colors. They've found they can differentiate in shapes, as scientists were holding up some different shapes. So now let's talk about their characteristics, their habits, and their traits. So when you figure out how small they truly are, their head and body is 12 to 15 inches with a tail length of 3 to 4 inches. Their weight is only 2 to 4 pounds. They run up to 35 miles an hour on a short distance. And again, if you notice, I'm leading you to a story later on, and I don't know, we'll relate it to that. And I guess for all of you anatomy and phys people out there, if they can run up to 35 miles per hour and it's a short distance, they must have white twitch muscle fibers. Well, their body hair is similar to that of a puppy's. They have short ears and large black eyes. Sharp claws for digging, and that makes sense with all their colonies they dig out, and 22 powerful teeth. Coloration, and I just love the colors of these animals. Their tan with a whitish belly, and a tip of their tail is black. They're going to mate once a year, most times in early winter. Their gestation period is a short one, 28 to 32 days, and their litter size, which is pretty large, 3 to 8 pups. Only half of the pups survive during the first year. Now, when you go gestation period and litter size, so short gestation period, large litter size, it's directly related to their close relatives, the squirrels, groundhogs, or they're also called woodchucks, and marmots, who are also called rockchucks. How cool is that? A bunch of animals get a couple different names. Their average lifespan is 3 or 4 years. Prairie dogs. And this is what I love about them, because they're so unique. They're crepuscular, meaning they are active at dawn and dusk during the extreme heat months. When it is cool, they adapt and are active all day long. Think about this fact. They are a social creature. And people go, oh, what does that really mean? They greet each other with either a kiss or a cuddle. Aw, how cute. Everyone all at once go, aw. But that really, you think about how neat is that? Now, with all this new knowledge, let's go back to the colony that I was photographing. You see, I told you I was leading you up to something here. Well, the first time I was approaching, there is a sentinel, and it's his job is simply to look out to see danger. Sees a guy with a camera, doesn't really know it's a camera, but sees some colors coming, sees a human dressed specifically, and he gives a shrill whistle, and they all, and this is why they have all those entrances or exits, but all these entrances, and all of a sudden they shrill whistle, and all of a sudden they all dive in and they're safe. Well, after a few minutes, that sentinel, he doesn't poke his entire head up. He pokes his head up enough with his eyes, could see, gives a whistle, he's back down. And after a while, he looked at me a number of times, and then he gave an okay little bark. And they all resumed their outdoor activities. And I just thought this was neat because he made a judgment call that I must be okay. No, I wasn't one of the boys just yet, but I was okay. Well, after about an hour, I decided, well, let me move 2 feet closer. I moved 2 feet closer, shrill whistle, and the process repeated itself. They all dive into all the entrances, gone. He pokes his head out up to his eyes, sees me, shrill whistle, and then after a while gives a bark, and they all come up. Well, after about another hour, I move 2 feet closer, and what do you think? The process repeated itself all over again. So I got some great photos. Life was very good. So on the second day I returned, guess what? I had to start all over again because it was a human in a different color shirt. I now get it. So with that happening, I learned so much about the colony, about their relationships, their habits, how they feed, what they're feeding, and the importance of that sentinel. So there was so much to it. Well, I will return to the land of enchantment another day to enjoy, obviously, the Southwest food, of which I love so much, the culture of the people, and of course, my close friends, the Prairie Dogs. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.